the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you.
And also with you.
A very warm welcome to our worship this morning here in church or at home. Just one or two notices to convey to you. First of all, and I have to write notes, a bit like Inspector Frost, really. I've got them all over the place. First of all, there's a collection today. It's one of those things that we're gradually returning to. It's been a couple of years since we've had a collection. You know, remember those, the collection plates going up and down the aisles. That's what's happening today. So don't be alarmed when someone comes along and has a plate in front of you. We're just returning to a previous pattern of our offertory, if you like. Then one or two other things. We have choral evensong tonight at 6 o'clock. Our Lent course continues on Thursday at 7:30, and then on Tuesday at 5 and on Thursday at 9, we'll be introducing something to help us pray through Lent. It's a bit of an experiment, so we're kind of journeying a bit with that. On Tuesday at 5 o'clock here in church, but also online, you can join us for 15 minutes for time to pray. And there's more information about this on our website, or there will be later today. And then on Thursday evenings at 9 o'clock for a version of Compline, you can join us, but that's just going to be online. It's trying to learn things from the pandemic about how we can still worship together, both in person, but also online, and somehow bringing the two together as we are this morning. So I hope you might give that a go at some point through Lent, and then we'll see when we get to the end of Lent what we do next. But the idea of us praying together as a community, which I know we do, we're doing this morning and we do through the week, is a valuable one, and hopefully something we can build and grow as we go forward. So lastly, some bands. I published the banns of marriage between Andrew Scott Bingham of this parish and Natasha Elizabeth Martine Wensley, also of this parish, and between Scott Andrew Pearson of the parish of Pudsey and Alice Jane Mottram, also of the parish of Pudsey. These are for the first time of asking. If any of you know a reason in law why these persons may not marry each other, you are to declare it now.
Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, where for 40 days he was tempted by the devil. Let us confess our sins, remembering before God the times when we have fallen from temptation into sin. We confess to you our selfishness and lack of love. Fill us with your Spirit. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. We confess to you our fear and failure in sharing our faith. Fill us with your Spirit. Christ, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. We confess to you our stubbornness and lack of trust. Fill us with your Spirit. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
May the God of love and power forgive you and free you from your sins, heal and strengthen you by his Spirit, and raise you to new life in Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Let us pray. Almighty God, whose Son Jesus Christ fasted 40 days in the wilderness and was tempted as we are, yet without sin, give us grace to discipline ourselves in obedience to your Spirit, and as you know our weakness, so may we know your power to save. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
A reading from the letter of Paul to the Romans. What does Scripture say? The word is near you, on your lips and in your heart. That is the word of faith that we proclaim. Because if you confess with your lips that Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For one believes with the heart, and so is justified. And one confesses with the mouth, and so is saved. The scripture says, no one who believes in him will be put to shame. For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek. The same Lord is Lord of all, and is generous to all who call on him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. This is the word of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ, King of eternal glory. The Lord is a great God. Oh, that today you would listen to his voice. Harden not your hearts. Praise to you, O Christ, King of eternal glory. Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Luke. Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit in the wilderness, where for 40 days he was tempted by the devil. He ate nothing at all during those days, and when they were over, he was famished. The devil said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command this stone to become a loaf of bread." Jesus answered him, "It is written, One does not live by bread alone. Then the devil led him up and showed him in an instant all the kingdoms of the world. And the devil said to him, "To you I will give their glory and all this authority, for it has been given over to me, and I give it to anyone I please. If you then will worship me, it will all be yours." Jesus answered him, "It is written, 'Worship the Lord your God and serve only him.'" Then the devil took him to Jerusalem and placed him on the pinnacle of the temple, saying to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down from here. For it is written, 'He will command his angels concerning you to protect you. And on their hands they will bear you up, so that you will not dash your foot against a stone.'" Jesus answered him, "It is said, 'Do not put the Lord your God to the test.'" When the devil had finished every test, he departed from him until an opportune time. This is the gospel of the Lord.
I speak in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The workers were many miles from home. They travelled to work together by minibus. Sometimes in the evening, on their way home, to help to pass the time, they would talk about their families and tell stories of their home lives. Jim, the strongest and physically most powerful on the site, referred to his mother as a mighty woman. His friends developed a mental picture of Jim's mother as someone who, like him, must be powerfully, physically strong and robust. One weekend, on the journey home, the minibus called first at Jim's house. And what a shock. In the distance, he saw his mother. She was stooped and walked with a slight limp. She was carrying a plate covered with a cloth, and she knocked on a neighbour's door. "Isn't she a great woman?" Jim said to his surprised friends. "Look at her, taking a meal to our neighbours, always helping others. Isn't she amazing?" Power. What is powerful? Where does powerful come from? Power, the powerful, and the powerless is probably something that we have been thinking about quite a lot this week. Many in this world are impressed by power, whether it's the power of certain individuals or the power we ourselves wield over others. Today's gospel presents an alternative view of power, one which overturns the world's ideas about power and the powerful. At a time when he was physically very weak through fasting, Jesus showed that he was unimpressed by power. He wasn't prepared to enter into a contest with the devil to demonstrate who was the most powerful. Jesus sought the powerless throughout his life on earth. He chose followers who had little confidence in themselves, and he empowered them to change people's lives. He cured those who had no power over their personal situation. He listened to and talked with those considered by others to be unimportant. The example of Jesus shows us that access to the healing, forgiving God doesn't depend on how powerful we are. God is not impressed by power people. And Jesus always used his power in the service of others. He didn't abuse his power to demonstrate his authority or to prove a point in his confrontation with the devil. Like Jesus, we are to avoid that temptation to abuse our personal power over others. And we must avoid the use of power to furnish our own needs and desires. But the trouble is, we may not even realize that we are doing it. People are often blind to the degree of power that they wield over others. The husband or wife, for example, whose temper is so unpredictable that their partner is afraid to do anything that might provoke it. Or the one whose insecurity or jealousy means that their spouse is unable to do anything without them. The colleague whose verbal comments, even if they're untrue, may lose someone their job. Or the cantankerous elderly parent whose infirmity keeps an adult child at their beck and call. Priest, the doctor, the teacher, anyone whose job means that people expose their own vulnerability to them is in a position of power. And when it is misused, the effects can be catastrophic. You don't have to be a leader of a nation or to have control of vast armies to abuse your power and bring misery to others. You all need to look carefully at the way we behave with others and at the effect that we have on them. For the Christian, power is always to be used in the service of others. If we can turn away from the use of power for our own ends, then we will be able to let the power of God work through us for the good of all. We can use our power for the aid of others. If we are strong, the power which that strength brings can be shared with the weak, the powerless. Many of us may have physical health or strength which can be used in the service of those who are weak. Those who are ill or elderly will truly benefit from our support, and we can benefit from theirs. Our power can also be used to help empower those who are powerless, particularly in our broken, divided, and very hurting world. We all have a degree of power. So let us pray for the grace to recognize it and use it in genuine service of others, that God may be able to work through us to his glory.
Let us affirm our faith in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Though he was divine, he did not cling to equality with God, but made himself nothing, taking the form of a slave. He was born in human likeness. He humbled himself and was obedient to death, even the death of the cross. Therefore, God has raised him on high and given him the name above every name. In the power of the Spirit and in union with Christ, let us pray to the Father. Lord Jesus, you were tried and tempted by the forces of evil. May we never be ashamed of temptation, but save us from the weakness of giving way to it. Forgive our foolish ways, and help us, we pray, to choose the way of faithfulness rather than popularity, service rather than admiration, sacrifice rather than power. In our time of need, reassure us that your support is close at hand. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for the whole family of your church. May all your people be built up in faith and show in lives the love that we see in Jesus. Help us to play our part in the life of the church throughout the world by our prayers for all Christian people, by our gifts of money and service, Give courage to those who find it hard to follow you. Give us, we pray, a vision that leads to action, and strengthen us to serve you in the places where we live. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for our churches and congregations serving the parish of Whitkirk and Colton, remembering all our ecumenical partners. May this church be a beacon of hope and relevant in all that is good, and a place where all will find a welcome. We pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ, that this Lenten period is a time for renewal of our relationships, renewal of our faith and baptismal promises, and a renewal of our need to serve you in this place. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all those in positions of authority and leadership in every nation. Guide and strengthen them that they do not misuse their powers, but nourish and care for your created world and all its peoples. We pray for those living in hunger, those subjected to poverty, and those who need the generosity of strangers for food and clothing. Our continued prayers are offered for the people of the Ukraine, those who remain in the country, and the many thousands who have been displaced from their homes. We pray for all the injured and all those who have been killed in the war. We pray for those who are frightened, and for those who are caring for the many men, women, and children in makeshift shelters, both in the Ukraine and across the borders. We ask you to give your strength to those who are fearful of what might happen next. Lord, be their refuge and their strength. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord, we ask you to protect our loved ones, our friends, and our neighbours. We pray for those who are ill and in pain at this time, those who are longing to live full lives, and those who are sad or hurt in any way. May our support be gentle to those in trouble and need, and strong to those in weakness. Take our thoughts and prayers and use them to further your work of healing. From this community, our prayers are asked this morning for Pat Hyde, Ginny Campone, Tom Heafy, Alan Cross, Christine Oates, Jeff Blowers, Sharon Clark, Beryl Laverick, and Shane Simpson, together with those in long-term care, Mary Metcalf, Doreen Hoare, Margaret Burton, George Brown, Jennifer Mode, and Mavis Cross. And in silence, we name anyone for whom we wish to pray. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Heavenly Father, we pray for those saddened by the death of someone close to them. Give them comfort as they cherish their loved ones. Remembering especially this morning, Kath Sinclair and Dorothy Weir, who have recently died. Jesus Christ, light of the world, a light which no darkness can quench. We commend all those who have died to your everlasting light, love and care. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Gracious God, you welcome those into your kingdom, those with faith and those with no faith. We pray especially this morning for Nelson Sandham, Bert Howe, Tom Perry, and Mildred Lister, whose anniversary of death occurs at this time. May the light of Christ, which eternally shines and brings hope to all who seek it, may we at the last come to your eternal and transforming joy. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord, help us to see this time of Lent as an opportunity to develop our discipleship and discipline. Hear our prayers and ask us to be aware of what we are asking, that our prayers may make a change in us also. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Since we are justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, who has given us access to his grace. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
Thank you.
God of our journey, as we walk with you on your path of obedience, sustain us on our way and lead us to your glory through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. The Lord is here.
His Spirit is with us.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give thanks and praise.
It is indeed right and good to give you thanks and praise, Almighty God and everlasting Father, through Jesus Christ your Son. For in these 40 days you lead us into the desert of repentance, that through a pilgrimage of prayer and discipline we may grow in grace and learn to be your people once again. Through fasting, prayer, and acts of service, you bring us back to your generous heart. Through study of your holy word, you open our eyes to your presence in the world and free our hands to welcome others into the radiant splendor of your love. As we prepare to celebrate the Easter feast, with joyful hearts and minds, we bless you for your mercy and join with saints and angels forever praising you and singing. Praises, Heavenly Father, through your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ, and as we follow his example and obey his command, grant that by the power of your Holy Spirit, these gifts of bread and wine may be to us his body and his blood, who in the same night that he was betrayed took bread and gave you thanks. He broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup and gave you thanks. He gave it to them, saying, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." Therefore, Heavenly Father, we remember his offering of himself made once for all upon the cross. We proclaim his mighty resurrection and glorious ascension. We look for the coming of your kingdom, and with this bread and this cup, we make the memorial of Christ, your Son, our Lord.
Great is the mystery of faith.
Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will
Great High Priest, this our sacrifice of thanks and praise. And as we eat and drink these holy gifts in the presence of your divine majesty, renew us by your Spirit, inspire us with your love, and unite us in the body of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, through him and with him and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit with all who stand before you in earth and heaven. We worship you, Father Almighty, in songs of everlasting praise.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Every time we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. The Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Blessed are those who are called to his supper.
Lord, I am not worthy to receive you, but only say the word, and I shall be healed.
Still waiting, still waiting, still waiting, Jesus.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, your Son battled with the powers of darkness and grew closer to you in the desert. Help us to use these days to grow in wisdom and prayer, that we may witness to your saving love in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. God of our pilgrimage, you have fed us with the bread of heaven. Refresh and sustain us as we go forward on our journey. In the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. From the death of sin, raised you to new life in Christ, keep you from falling, and set you in the presence of his glory. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen.
Go in the peace of Christ.
Thanks be to God.